In the name of Jesus, we come singing, oh, the melody in our hearts, Lord God. Thank you for this praise. Thank you for the true thanksgiving. Lord, thank you, God, that you can have our lives be a sacrifice, God, of praise, thanksgiving to you. Lord, you brought us here this morning, and Lord, thank you that we're in full assurance of faith believing, God. We come, and you have already met every need. Lord, thank you, God, that we have divine, before ordained good works that we should walk therein. And Lord, here it is. You're laying it out today. Walk in the light. Walk in the truth. Walk in the power of my might. Walk in the Spirit. Hallelujah. God, we do not need to fear. God, we do not need to quake. Lord, we stand, God, as pillars in the house of the Lord. Oh, Jesus, come in, Lord God. Let us hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. God, give us more of that joy today. More of that joy in believing, Lord God, to hold it fast, the treasure of my life, the crown of Paul's gospel that's already been given. I give you the praise, the honor, the glory, and the thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Oh, what a thanksgiving it is. I pray we get it. Oh, hallelujah. I want to get it now. I don't want him to be wiping a tear from my eye later. Well, praise God for the opportunity we have. Ephesians chapter 2, and the choir was already singing about it this morning. Oh, yes, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. And you, isn't that wonderful? He's speaking to you today, always does. And you hath he quickened, you who are dead in trespasses and sin, every single one of us, where in times past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. And it's loud and clear, is it not? Among whom also we all of us, had our conversation. That was our livelihood in times past, all of us, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God. Oh, isn't that wonderful? But God. Not but you, but God. Who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. You talk about a thanksgiving. Amen. You talk about a feast. The thanksgiving, praise God, of the great love wherewith we are loved. The great love wherewith we were loved. The plan of God's love. The plan of God's love. Unconditional love. Unmerited love. The love wherewith we are loved. And you think about in that plan of God and in the plan specifically of God's love, he gave me all grace. He gave me all grace, not some grace, not part grace, but he gave me all grace. He gave you all grace. And praise God, all grace to grow in liberty. Whom he has made free is free indeed. You're not getting free, you are free. Praise the Lord. In that grace he gave me all liberty. In that grace he gave me uninhibited, absolute, abounding grace. And I'm talking about the grace of God to know that I am always loved of God. I am always loved by God. That nothing can ever separate me from his love. That love is always upon me. That love is always with me. That love is always in me, and that love, praise God, is always for me. always for the best that I could have with him. The love wherewith we are loved. You think about this, that raised him, yes, from the dead, but that raised him and he ascended up to be seated at the right hand of God. The love wherewith we are loved that sent us the Holy Ghost, that we could now be filled with the Holy Ghost to grow in more knowledge and to have that love like a geyser of the love of God growing in my life. Oh, the abounding love of God. But as the Lord took me to this scripture, there's even more, son. And I thank God and I'm praying, Lord, open my eyes, enlighten my heart with my brothers and sisters to really see the great love wherewith we are loved that is spoken here through the Apostle Paul, that was revealed to the Apostle Paul, that the love, and I'm speaking of here, the bridal love, oh my, that loved us even when we were dead in our trespasses and sin. Bridal love that loved you even when you were dead in trespasses and sin. Stay with me. I'm talking about the love, praise God, for you and me to rule and reign with him was all he saw for me, even though my sin was driving those nails through his hand. I'm talking about, praise God, the bridal love to be glorified together with him was all he saw for me, even as my sin toward the flesh off of his face. The great love wherewith we are loved. I thank God, as was brought out so sweetly by Brother Scott not too long ago, the adoption of sons. Everything that the Lord saw for us, envisioned for us, was for us to have one thing, that we would win Christ. That we would be fully mature sons of God. That's what that adoption is. It wasn't the adoption to just remain a baby. It wasn't the adoption to just continue to remain an infant. The adoption of sons, truly, defined right there in the Greek and its specifics of what God's heart was after, was for all of us, every single one of his sons, to grow up into him in all things. That perfect fullness, the stature, the measure of Jesus Christ. To have that fellowship with him. That would be a fellowship, a partaking, praise God. That there is nothing that would be withheld. That everything would be known. Isn't that marvelous? Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that what we hope for as parents? That our children would grow up and grow up fully as mature adults that would thrive and to be able to partake in every joy that we've come to know, everything of our lives that have given us such pleasure and rejoicing and fullness, praise God, that they would go on and to be fruitful as well and to have the fruit of their womb to grow up and to know, yea, the deep things of God. Oh, yes. But then, praise the Lord, even as individuals, there's something that God puts in our hearts, that there is a first love. There's a longing always for even a first love, naturally speaking. That's why people seek out a spouse. That's why there is something innate about man and mankind, that they seek out that one that they would share a life together, that would have that intimacy, that everything of mine is yours, that I want to share everything with you. I want you to share everything with me. I want us to grow as one, in one accord, and to be fruitful, and just to be with the one that I love. Why would God have given us that, if you will, instinct of man? If that was not what he was revealing and showing to us, that it was the very instinct of the heart and love of God, that he would want his children to grow up into him in all things, fully, all the wisdom, all the righteousness, sanctification, and redemption, praise God, he has been made to us. Growing up in that. And then to have the partaking of a double portion with the Godhead. As the precious Song of Solomon says, as he loves that woman so much, my sister, my spouse. It's incredible. It's so evident. It's so revealing. And this is exactly what we have here today in "But God, who is rich in mercy." Now, I don't know about you, but I'll tell you what. I pray every day, "Lord, give me better words. Lord, give me." I do. But he gives me the Spirit. And praise God, all the mysteries that I get to speak to my Father. But I'm so thankful that I can't even remotely come close to describing the flood of thanksgiving and gratitude to my God. That the love of God so surpasses any thought that I could have ever had about love. As it says in Ephesians chapter 3, the whole point of our existence, the whole point, if you will, of our sonship as children of the King and growing up in the Lord, it says it very clearly in chapter 3, verse 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. And see, we know that dwelling in our hearts by faith is by continually hearing the Word of God. Specifically, that's to settle down in marriage, to continue to hear the words of God, to hear His love and not be distracted. That's how you stay married. Do you realize that? You know how you stay married? You stay in love. We've been speaking of that, have we not? That's how you stay in love with the Lord, by the grace of God. You have to continue to hear that He is in love with you. And you have to hear that message, and you have to hear that word, and you have to hear that absolute whole counsel of God. Praise God. I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you. If you quit hearing "I'm in love with you," you can even stop thinking, "Well, is He in love with me?" If I would have stopped getting the love letters, as I told you, from my courtship with my wife, would I have thought maybe that she wasn't in love with me anymore? Well, the Lord never stops. His word is ever present. It's here. But what will you hear? Will you avail your ear to hear the love letters of the Word of God that are here and overwhelming and never cease and never end? Oh, by the grace of God, Lord, let us have an ear to hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. Oh, it's beautiful. Oh, minister it, Lord. Oh, praise your name. Brothers and sisters, it's wonderful what He's bringing forth, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love. Isn't that amazing? What hearing the Word of God and believing the Word of God happens in your life, you become like a tree that's planted by the waters. Oh my goodness, that just is feasting on it. And the fruit that comes forth, hallelujah, all because you're hearing the love letters of the Word of God that ground you, praise the Lord, in truth and in knowledge of His love. And it goes on, that you may be able to comprehend with all saints. Isn't it wonderful that we comprehend this together? I'm thankful, praise God, we're stuck together. Oh, I love it. Don't you love it, Irma? Hallelujah, praise the Lord. We're tightly fit, knit together, compacted. Praise God. We're one in Him. Oh, what fellowship divine. I'm getting what the Lord said, but even in a more abundant way, as He looked at His disciples and He said, "Oh, Father, thank you for my brothers. Thank you for my friends." And we get to say, "Oh, thank you, Lord, for the body," hallelujah, "of the bride of Christ." That's what we're called to. This is what we're feasting in and growing into. But praise His name. But we would to know the love of Christ. Isn't that wonderful? So it says that we may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now you, to just think for a moment, the depth of His love that went to save me, dead in my trespasses and sin, but yet the height of His love, as we read and rejoice, to be His bride, that He wanted for me while I was yet a sinner. Hello, are you getting this? The length of His love from ages past to all eternity to come was always in his heart, and the breadth of his love that fills every one of my hollows in my life, to grow up into him in all things, to be his glory. He made me perfect with all these holes that he's got to fill. That makes me perfect for him. Oh, praise God. Those are those glorious infirmities of my life, that without those holes, praise God, I wouldn't be holy for him. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. This is, hallelujah, the love of Christ. And that, praise God, is our love, who is rich in mercy. Did you catch that? Isn't that wonderful? You think you've heard that in here before? Praise God. But God, who is rich in mercy. See, what that's speaking of is the wealth of his mercy. See, his mercy has wealth. This is the great love of his mercy. This is the love of his mercy that loved you and loved me with bridal glory, even when I was dead in my sin. Oh, yes, amen. Listen to that. Not just mercy giving me what I didn't deserve. Not just mercy that gave me what I didn't deserve. You know, if you look up mercy, that's what it means in man's definition of mercy. Giving you what you didn't deserve. This is way beyond that. It's not even to be compared with that. This is God's wealth of mercy. This was God even giving me more than the forgiveness of sin. This was God even giving me more than I'm born of God and seated in the heavens. This was the exceeding riches of his mercy that replaced my sin and death with mercy so great, mercy so extreme, it brought me to ruling and reigning together with him. It brought me, praise God, to glorified together with him. The great love wherewith I am loved, praise God, he's always loved me and seen me as his wife. Okay, how far are we going to step out there today? Wow, Brother Jess, I just don't know. You know, I'm so thankful, truly, how God, he speaks to me. I love it. You know, I'll leave, and I like boxing and things like that. They had a fellow last night on his short, 2 Timothy 1:7. He's not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. You know, when the Lord's dealing with me like with stuff like this, I have to have that. You know, I don't wrestle with flesh and blood. I don't fight against that. But I'm telling you, you know, there's spiritual wickedness out there. Self-righteousness. Well, this is as far as we go. Do you know this as far as we go can be a very wicked thing? I pray you pray for me. I don't want to turn back. And not only do I want not turn back, I don't want to stop. All by the grace of God, I want to keep going on. Now, brothers and sisters, this is immense. And may it always be on our hearts to encourage ourselves, praise God, always in the great love wherewith we are loved. You must do this. David, that's why he said, I encourage myself in the Lord. A man that was touched so amazingly with the love of God. Amen. Matter of fact, it said, the man after God's very own heart. But that man after God's very own heart had a very messy life. He made a lot of mistakes. There were a lot of things he wished he hadn't done. There are great failures in his life. There's great failures in my life and in your life. I'm talking huge ones. I'm talking about failures in moments when we not only are embarrass ourselves to ourselves, but we blow it even in front of others. Moments as men and women of God where we let even each other down. People that maybe have counted on us. Brothers and sisters, the great love wherewith I am loved. It has to be my quickening song. Always has to be quickened into my heart. Oh, honey, no. The great love wherewith you are loved. You ever had a love with someone that was so great that no matter what was going on, there was just something about those arms and that hug? I learned that early on with my mom, my sweet mom. Things that went down as a kid and getting teased and, you know, they call bullied and all that stuff. Well, let me tell you something. That's how you find the love of God, too. I didn't fit in. I pretty much never have. Wanted to always look different, be different in different ways, especially as a kid. But I'm so thankful, even in those times, there was a pair of arms that could always soothe me. Here's the pair of arms I've found that always soothe me. You ready to go look full assurance in believing in the love of God to you? I pray we are. I thank the Lord that He always reminds me in these times. He said, you know, son, wait a second. I was with you and for you and loved you even when you were apart from me. I loved you or for you even when you were dead in your sin. How much more so now, my son, yes, son of God. Oh, how he tells me, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. Oh, as I've learned, I am bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. Have you heard him tell you, you are mine? I heard his words tell me, I chose you. I chose you. I'm with you. And nothing will ever separate you from me. I love this. I'll tell you how God comforts me. And he assures me. And I realize, oh, thank you, Lord, how fearfully and wonderfully I am made. And I am but dust, ready to come apart at any moment. But by him, I consist. And I hold together. And I'm telling you, as he flooded this into my heart to see, yea, the deep things of God in, but God who is rich in mercy, the riches of his mercy that he always saw for me and for you. This is what he always wanted for you. In ages past, the conversation between he and his father was about his wife. What he saw for you, dead in your trespasses and sin. But he saw for you, honey. You're his and you know it. Makes me happy. But here's what I received on Thursday in a little card from a precious sister. Sister Bodie, it's called The Song of Love. It was a song of love so rare, the Son of God sought bride most fair, and stooped to earth in flesh of man, the awful gulf of sin to span, and set a captive maiden free, to grace his throne, his own to be. Oh, never was there song so sweet, a song of songs, divine complete. Its harmony sets heart aflame and bids all tongues its worth proclaim. Of him who stooped all things to dare that he might win his love so fair. Oh, Jesus. Let's go ahead and bow our heads. Father, thank you in Jesus' name for this great love, this great lover who loves us so. We thank you, Jesus. We praise you. We adore you. You are beyond most beautiful. The love that we are receiving, and again, it's all by your word, by faith, hallelujah, by the grace of God. You truly, truly take our breath away. But thank you, God, that you restore it with praise and thanksgiving. We love you, Lord, and we do divinely love you because of this wondrous gospel of your great love wherewith we are loved. Thank you, Lord, for the heart, the capacity. Thank you for the Holy Ghost that causes us to receive it and to know that it is mine, that these words written long ago by the prophets were not written for them, but they wrote those things for us. Lord, thank you that we live in this time, that God, in this moment, the moment of the coming of your Son, and all we can say is thank you. And even so, Lord, come quickly. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.